Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column The Color of Money for The Washington Post and offers financial advice here. Today she has news for military families looking for a tax break. She spoke with Day Today's Karen Grigsby Bates.
Michelle Singletary, President Bush recently signed the Military Family Tax Relief Act. Now, people my dad's age who were in World War II often were able to buy their first homes with some provisions of the GI Bill. I understand there's a new provision that'll help members of the military who are homeowners. What does the new law do?
Well, under current tax law, a homeowner can keep tax-free up to $250,000 or $500,000 if married, filing jointly. But because military personnel move around a lot, they have trouble qualifying for one of the provisions for this tax break. You have to have lived and owned the home and be in there for 2 of 5 years. Well, they added a provision to that law that will give them an extra 10 years to qualify for this, for a total of 15.
Now, I've heard the term homeowner assistant payments. What are they, and how does that new law address this issue?
When a military base closes, the Department of Defense makes payments to local homeowning personnel to offset a decrease in their home's value. Because, of course, if they announce a base closing, the home prices go down. So if you sell, you know, you might have to sell at a loss. So they offset that by giving a payment to make up for that loss. Not all of it, but most of it. In the past, that payment was taxed. Now it's not.
So if it was taxed, you were actually getting less money even than you thought you were.
That's absolutely right. So the great thing about it is if you qualify for this assistance, that payment is now not taxed.
Okay. Now, can you explain, Michelle, the part of the law that strengthens the travel deduction for reservists and National Guard members?
Sure. I mean, these are obviously National Guard and Reserve members who must travel more than 100 miles from their home for their regular reserve duty. In the past, to qualify for this tax deduction for those travel expenses, they had to itemize. Under the new provision of this law, they don't have to do that. They can take this deduction, what is called above the line, meaning that it reduces their adjusted income right away. So you don't have to itemize to now take off deductions for your travel if you're a National Guard or reserve member.
Finally, we know that there have been a number of fatalities in this newest war in Iraq. Does this new law help families whose loved ones are killed in the line of duty?
It absolutely does. And you know what? It's about time. Under the old law, there was a death benefit of $6,000, and unbelievably, half of that was taxed. So now they are not taxed, and the benefit has been increased to $12,000. So I think this is just a wonderful thing. I mean, if you have to suffer through a loss like this, you know, you shouldn't be taxed on the death benefit. And this is retroactive to September 11, 2001.
That's going to be welcome news to a lot of people. I'm sure they feel that they've been doubly traumatized, both by losing their loved one and then having to deal with the financial shortfall that the taxes actually engendered.
That's absolutely right. I mean, $6,000 death benefit is pretty low, and then to be taxed on that, you know, is actually a double tragedy. But the $12,000 is a good start. And the thing is, if they want to get a refund, if they've actually paid those taxes in the past, they should file a form 1040X. And it's called the Amended U.S. Individual Income Tax Return. Because, again, remember, it's retroactive to 2001. So if some members had been taxed on that death benefit, they should definitely file an amended return.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column The Color of Money for The Washington Post, and she joins us every Tuesday. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
And that interview by Day Today's Karen Grigsby Bates.